Isang mapagpalang umaga po sa inyong lahat at welcome to Crossworld Online Worship. Sana po'y nasa mabuti kayong kalagayan, malusog, masaya ang inyong pamilya. At salamat din dahil kami ay tinanggap ninyo sa inyong mga tahanan. Isang umaga po ng Linggo, merong isang traffic enforcer na napansin niya, merong paparating matulin na tricycle na pagewang-gewang. At hinabol niya po ito at nang nasa kote niya to, napansin niya ang driver pala nito ay si Bertong Lasengo. At sabi niya, bakit ka pagewang-gewang? No, saan ka ba pupunta? Ang sabi ni Berto, officer, sa church po, ako'y magsisimba. Niya, talaga lang ha. At napansin nung officer na doon sa lalagyan ng tricycle sa may sasakyan ay merong nakasuksok na bote ng alak. At ang sabi niya, ano yan? Sabi niya, officer, tubig yan, tubig. Tubig. Patingin nga. At inamoy nung officer yung laman ng bote. Sabi niya, alak ito eh. Alak. At nung marinig yun ni Berto, sabi niya, wow, sabi niya ganun. Praise the Lord. Naghimala na naman siya. Minsan ganyan po tayo. Kapag tayo po ay nasa sakote, at tayo nahuhuli, we are always in denial and trying to escape. No, the consequences of our decisions. 7 days from now, magdedesisyon po ang pamahalaan natin kung tayo ay ilo-lower down to G, C, Q. At hindi natin alam ang susunod na mga mangyayari at tayo po ay mas magiging maluwag at marahil mas magiging malaya na. Diyan po tayo dapat mag-ingat. Kapag ka po ibinaba na yung level of alert, kasi sometimes we become overconfident, we drop our guards, at lalo pang nagkakaroon ng panganib. Okay. Kagaya po ng ating pag-aaralan ngayon, ano, during the time of break, no, doon nalaglag sa pagkakasala ang ating pong bida sa ating serye. Walang iba kundi si David. Hindi naman kinakailangan lumabas ka ng bahay para ka magkasala. It only takes you, yourself, probably your family, right inside your home to have, you know, lust, greed, anger, envy, at kung ano-ano pa. Minsan sa bahay, nagkakasala tayo kapag may mga misunderstanding, madaling mag-flare up, madaling mapundi, madaling sumigaw, madaling magalit. At minsan, kailangan ikaw lang eh, no? Na hawak-hawak mo yung smartphone at available dyan ang napakaraming mga entertainment leading to pornography, leading to addiction to online gaming. Minsan nga, hindi mo na kailangan si Satanas para magkasala. Ikaw lang siguro, tayo lang siguro, sapat na para tayo ay magkasala. Si David, he was able to overcome, no? Different types of giants in his life. Napag-aralan natin na overcome niya yung giant of isolation. He overcame the giant of impoverishment. He overcame the giant of intimidation. But this one giant, this is the most formidable giant that he had to face. And unfortunately, he succumbed to it. Si David po ay nalaglag sa immorality. Let's take a look at 2 Samuel chapter 11. Sa yugto na ito ng buhay ni David. And let me read from the English Standard Version. Ito po ang sabi. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. They ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. It happened late one afternoon, when David arose from his couch and was walking on the roof of the king's house, that he saw from the roof a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful. Pagpalain ng Panginoon ang kanyang mga salita, tayo po'y manalangin. Panginoon, sa oras na ito, kami ay nanganganlong sa iyong presensya. Adalangin namin na ang iyong salita ay talagang manuot sa aming mga puso and help us to understand this and convict us of any sin inside our hearts and help them settle this to you and ask for repentance, ask for forgiveness, and cleanse us with your word, with your blood. May the Holy Spirit work in our midst today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So si David, siya po ay nagkasala. He was a man after God's own heart, but it does not mean that he is perfect. He is far from perfect. Kagaya mo at kagaya ko, wala namang perpekto sa atin. At si David, sa pagkakataong ito ng kanyang pamamahinga at marahil ng point of his vulnerability, no, he fell into the trap of the enemy, and he bit the trap, the bait, and he fell into immorality. How did that happen? No, there are three stages. Okay, ang unang stage is distraction. Yes, that's the first stage, distraction. In verse 1, itong sabi, in the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle. Kailan daw nangyari ang pagbagsak ni David sa tukso? During springtime. At ano ba meron kapag ka springtime? Kapag ka springtime po, pagkatapos ng winter, ito yung panahon na ang mga tao ay excited na lumabas sa kanilang tahanan. Ito yung panahon na masarap pong magbakasyon. No, pagka titingnan mo at pagmamasdan ng cherry blossom sa Japan, springtime yan. Kapag panonoorin mo ang mga tulips sa Holland, sa Netherlands, springtime din yan bago mag-summer. So, ang mga bulaklak ay namumulaklak. No? Ang mga halaman ay namumulaklak at napakaganda ng mga tanawin. And so refreshing. At it's an invitation, no, for you to relax, to chill out, no, and to really experience, you know, the refreshing breeze and the goodness and the beauty of nature. Very inviting, no? Kaya po, madalas, kapag katapos ito, di ba, ang winter is nakakulong ang mga tao, ito naman yung pagkakataong pwede ka nang lumabas. Ito na nga yun, eh. Nakakulong tayo ng matagal, ito na yung panahon mo para lumabas. So, may konting adjustment, no? And sometimes, kapag ka nasa transition tayo, we normally drop our guards. Overconfident, siguro. Kaya nga po, sa panahon ngayon, mag-iingat po tayo. Kagaya po ni David, after the winter, nung dumating na ang springtime, doon siya nalaglag. Kagaya ni Noah, after being quarantined in the ark, no? At nung siya'y lumabas, anong nangyari? He got drunk, and his nakedness was exposed. Kagaya rin kamakailan, nung pong biglang binaba sa GCQ, at binaba po sa MECQ, ang Metro Manila, medyo lubuwag po, ano, naglabasa ng mga sasakyan. Alam niyo po ba, nung panahon ng quarantine, mas maraming road accidents. Bakit? Kasi overconfident ang mga drivers. Sila po'y relaxed. At akala nila walang masyadong sasakyan sa daan, kaya po dire-diretso sila at maraming naging aksidente. Kaya mag-iingat po tayo. Naalala ko yung kwento ni Bishop Francis na sabi niya, nagpa-check daw dun sa lab tungkol sa kanyang sitwasyon. Baka daw siya positive sa COVID. Nung lumabas siya, tuwang-tuwa siya sapagkat negative siya. No? At sa sobrang tuwa niya, siya po'y nagtatalon at tumawid ng kalsada. Pagtawid po niya, nasa gasaan ng truck. So that's overconfidence. No, be very careful during the time of lull. Sabi dito, during that springtime, David sent Joab. Normally, David goes to war. But this time, he just sent his men. Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. They ravaged the Ammonites, besieged Rabbah, but David remained at Jerusalem. Ito yung pagkakataon na inaani na ni David yung kanyang mga victories, ano? At he felt that hindi na siya kailangan doon sa battlefield. Siguro sabi niya, time naman for me to relax, time naman for me to take a break. Nasobrahan naman po ang kanyang pamamahinga. Sapagkat ang sabi sa verse 2, no, nung nai-enjoy na niya ang kanyang position at feeling niya hindi na niya kinakailangan lumaban, sabi niya in verse 2, it happened late one afternoon when David arose from his couch. Katatapos lamang po ng siesta. Siguro he had a great lunch. At pagkatapos nun, natulog po siya, nag-siesta siya. At nung hapon na, siguro mga 3-4 p.m. in the afternoon, habang siya po'y nagpapahangin doon sa kanyang azotea, doon sa rooftop, sabi po dito, ay merong nangyari na hindi inaasahan. One lazy afternoon. He was doing nothing during this quarantine. He locked himself down, and what do you have when you have nothing to do? The idle mind. Remember this, brothers and sisters. The idle mind is the devil's playground. Kapag ka wala kang magawa, nagpapalipas ka ng oras, nako, ito na po yung pagkakataon na ang invitation, ang temptation ay lalo pong tumitindi at lalo pong lumalakas. So while his men were fighting, David was sleeping. While his men were busy, he was idling. And while he was relaxing, I'm not saying na bawal mag-relax. Kaya lang kung sobra na ang iyong pag-relax. What happened in verse 2? He saw from the roof a woman bathing. At ang matindi dito, bihira po ang scripture na mag-describe ng physical appearance. Ang description po kay do sa babae, sabi dito ay, the woman was very beautiful. Si Esther was beautiful. Eh, Miss Persia na yon. Si Ruth ay beautiful din. Si Rebecca ay beautiful. Ang dami pong magagandang babae sa Biblia. Pero bukod tangi, na sinabihan ang babaeng ito na very beautiful. Kung magkakaroon ng Miss Universe pageant, itong babae na ito ang mananalo. At kagaya po ng isang teenager siguro si David, nung makita niya ito, ay kumabog ang kanyang dibdib. At para siyang isang peeping Tom na nanilip at minasdan ang paliligo ng babaeng ito. Kaya po, during this time of quarantine, mag-ingat po tayo kasi naglipa na sa smartphone natin ang pornography. That's men's weakness. Hinaan nating mga lalaki ay yung nakikita ng ating mga mata. Kaya nga mag-iingat tayo sa pornography. Ang weakness naman ng mga kababaihan, hindi yung nakikita ng mata, kundi yung narinig ng kanilang mga tainga. Yung nararamdaman ng kanilang puso. Kaya nga ang temptation sa panahon na ito, no, ay mag-binge watch ng Korean novela because it appeals to the emotion of the women. Mag-ingat lamang po tayo, mga kapatid. At ang nangyari po, nung makita ito ni David in verse 3, David sent and inquired about the woman, and one said, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah, the Hittite?" So David sent messengers and took her. Nung makita ni David na napakaganda itong babae na ito, ang ginawa niya ay kanya pong view yung profile nitong babae na ito. At napansin po niya doon sa profile nitong babae na ito ay napakaraming selfie. No? At marami rin siyang mga TikTok. Palagi kong may issue din si Bathsheba, itong babae na ito. Because she wanted to be seen. She wanted to flaunt her beauty. She wanted others, no, to like her. Siguro kung si Bathsheba ay nabubuhay ngayon, ang dami niyang subscribers, ang dami niyang mga fans, ang daming nagla-like ng kanyang mga videos. Ang dami nagla-like ng kanyang TikTok, ang dami nagla-like ng kanyang mga posts, ng kanyang mga profile, ng mga selfies niya. Kaya lang yung thousands of likes was no longer satisfying. And probably in her mind, no, what would be most satisfying is when the king himself liked me. Kapag ka yung king nag-thumbs up sa akin, kapag ka yung king napansin ko, nilike niya yung aking selfie, then I think that's the most satisfying thing on the planet. Tinanong ni David si Siri. Siri, what's her name? Sumagot naman si Siri. At ang sabi ni Siri, Bathsheba is her name. And she's the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah, one of the mighty men of David. At nung malaman niya yung kay Siri, in verse 4, ang sabi dito, so David sent her a messenger. Wow! Nag-send ng PM sa messenger. Si David. And they chat. At siguro, marami pang platform silang ginamit, like Viber, nag-WhatsApp siguro sila, nag-Line, nag-Zoom, nag-Instagram, nag-WebEx, at marami pang iba na ginamit silang platforms, no, para lalo silang magkakilala. Mga kapatid, marami po sa mga dumaan sa discipline sa church ay they started innocently with a chat. Nakita yung profile, maganda. Nakita yung profile, guwapo. Napakadaling mag-like, napakadaling mag-invite ng FB friendship. At mas madaling magsimula ng conversation. At alam niyo, maraming nahulog sa immorality by starting with an innocent chat in the messenger. Why? Because distracted. Nothing to do, nothing else to do. It's just leisurely chatting, enjoying the time of relaxation. No? And siguro, stimulating the lustful appetite. So David was distracted, and most of us probably are distracted. Pero David, he went on the edge dahil masyado siyang malapit doon sa temptation at inilapit niya talaga yung sarili niya sa temptation. He succumbed to it. Kagaya ng isang lalaking dumikit sa rilis ng tren nung papalapit na yung tren, kahit pasabihin mong wala ka doon sa rilis, hihigupin ka ng tren. At ganun ang nangyari kay David. So it started with an innocent inquiry, followed by a chat, and then nag-eyeball. Pagkatapos noon, they consummated the lust inside of them and allowed it to burn. Pornography is just like that. Unfortunately, mga kapatid, it's a reality that 73% of evangelical men are addicted to pornography. 55% of pastors are into pornography. 23% of evangelical women are also hooked in pornography. 2 years ago, we had this Conquer series, and we were able to help men overcome this sin of pornography. Pero may mga relapses po, mga kapatid. Why? Because it's a no-trophy victory. Ibig sabihin, hindi ka dapat magpakakampante na napagtagumpayan mo siya last time, ngayon mapagtatagumpayan ko pa rin. No, never rest on your laurels. No? Be very careful with what you allow your eyes to see. Be very careful with what you view. Sabi nga ni Rabbi Zacharias, for young people, it's important for you to understand and to decide, no, what you should laugh about and what you should weep about. And let me show you this short video of what Rabbi Zacharias, no, exhorted the young people about. Let's take a look at this.
Young people, please hear me. This to me is the problem of man. He no longer knows what to laugh at and no longer knows what to weep at. So you turn on your television screen and before you know it, you're looking at a seduction yourself, and instead of weeping at it, you're watching an intrigue as the story unfolds. You watch illegitimacies transpire before your eyes and mine, and because Hollywood has convinced us that it is entertainment, we become entertained rather than sitting there with a crushed and a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And I often wonder, if my Lord Jesus were able to stalk some of the seats of Broadway or sit in some of the theaters where things are perpetrated and shown to you and me, where jokes are made of his virgin birth, where Christianity is demeaned and mocked, where illegitimacies are glorified and exalted, that which is vulgar is intended to make us laugh, that which is sacred is intended to make us weep, rather than sit there in awe and gratitude for the sacred. What has really happened between the educational system and whatever else is happening, we've lost the differentiation between laughter and tears. It is vitally important what you laugh at. It is vitally important what you weep at. What breaks your heart tells God who you are. What makes you laugh tells God who you are.
So let's make a decision. No? Ano ba talaga yung dapat mong iyakan? Ano ba talaga yung dapat mong tawanan? At maging malinaw ang ating conviction. And men, always guard your eyes. And ladies, always guard your ears. So, unang stage is distraction. Pagkatapos noon, nung na-distract si David, nawala ang kanyang tingin sa Diyos, he went to the second stage. And that second stage is disobedience. In verse 4, it says here, "And she," referring to Bathsheba, "came to him, and he lay with her. Now she had been purifying herself from her uncleanness." Meaning to say, she's safe. "Then she returned to her house." If there's one quality of David that I like, and it also became his weakness, he's his passion. He is passionate in whatever he puts his mind on. Talagang he always go for the gold. Focused, relentless. He will pursue whatever he set his eyes on. Kaya nung nagkasala siya, talagang big time, tinodo niya. Talagang parang ano to eh, you only live once, wala nang bukas. Ganon si David, he's so passionate. And because nung dumating na ang lust sa kanyang puso, nakalimutan niya na ang lahat. At sabi ni Dietrich Bonhoeffer, yung talagang ginagawa ni Satanas, hindi nilalagyan ang iyong puso ng pagkamuhi sa Diyos. Ang ginagawa ni Satanas ay hinahayaan niyang makakaligtaan mo ang Diyos. Exactly what Jimmy Swaggart said. No? Sabi niya, "I lost track of Jesus. Nakakalimutan ko si Jesus." Kaya nga, itinodo ni David eh. Hindi lang ito minsan, hindi lang ito makalawa. Maraming beses nangyari po itong affair niya with Bathsheba. Hanggang mabuntis. At alam mo naman, tatlong buwan bago mo malamang ang isang babae ay buntis. No? Yun po ang nangyari. In verse 5, ang sabi dito, "And the woman conceived, and she sent and told David, 'I am pregnant.'" It started in the springtime. It went through summer. That was such an unforgettable summer. Pero bago magsimula ang autumn, dumating ang isang malungkot na balita na ikinagimbal ni David. Bathsheba is pregnant. Yes, you are free to make your decision. But you are not free to choose the consequences of your decision. Malaya kang pumili kung anong gusto mong gawin, pero hindi ka malaya kung ano magiging bunga ng iyong mga desisyon. There is no such thing as free love or free sex. Someone has to always pay. There is always a consequence to this. So anong ginawa ni David? Ang ginawa ni David para lang i-cover up ang lahat ng ito ay ang ginawa niya in verse 6. "So David sent word to Joab, 'Send me Uriah the Hittite.'" Papuntahin mo nga dito si Uriah, yung asawa ni Bathsheba. "And Joab sent Uriah to David, and when Uriah came to him, David asked how Joab was doing and how the people were doing and how the war was going on. So, kunwari pa, interesado si David kay Uriah, interesado si David sa war, but at the back of his mind, he was thinking of how to cover up his mess, how to cover up his sin. So, he was thinking na siguro pag umuwi si Urias, sisipingan niya ang kanyang may bahay at mapapalabas na ang totoong tatay nitong si, nung anak ni Bathsheba ay si Uriah. Yun yung cover up na iniisip niya. So, ang dami ng kasalanan ni David. It started with lust, no? And then coveting and stealing somebody else's wife. At pagkatapos ito, lying. And it ended with murder. At alam mong itinaya niya, one of his best men. A frontliner. Sinet up mismo ni David. No, para sipingan ni Uriah yung kanyang may bahay. Pero alam mo, very faithful itong si Uriah. Sa totoo lang, parang sampal to sa mukha ni David. He was so loyal, he was so faithful. He could not afford to go home, relax, enjoy a night with his wife. Why? Because the ark is in the field, you know, and the soldiers are waging a war. Sabi niya, kung yung mga kakomrad ko ay nasa kalagitnaan ng digmaan, hindi ko pwedeng iwanan sila doon. At dahil sa matigas ang ulo nito si Urias at ayaw umuwi, eh, pinadala na lang ni David ng sulat at ang sabi niya kay Joab ay idalin mo na lang tong si Uriah sa isang maigting na labanan at pagkatapos iwanan mo at hayaan mong mapatay ng kalaban. So that was a frame up, that was a setup. Imagine how wicked, how perverse David was. Imagine this man after God's own heart, the sweet singer of Israel, you know, the giant slayer. Look at him right now. Nakakalungkot, mga kapatid. At madalas, ganyan din tayo. Wala lang nakakaalam. Sometimes may mga kasalanan tayong pinakatatago-tago natin, wala nakababatid nito. At nangyari nga, napatay si Uriah sa digmaan. And in verse 26, when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she lamented over her husband. Kunwari pa. Verse 27, and when the mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. That's a painful statement. The thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Every sin that we commit is always a sin against God. We commit sin against people, we commit sin against our spouse, our children, we commit sin against our friends. But every sin that we commit is a slap on the face of God. Ang unang-unang nasasaktan natin, mga kapatid, ay ang Diyos. Merong isang young people, si Jenny ang kanyang pangalan, at ang sabi ng kanyang mga kaibigan, let's go to a night party, no, sa isang nightclub. And si Jenny, medyo hesitant siya. At ang sabi niya, no, my parents wouldn't like that. Then one of the girls asked her, are you afraid your father will hurt you? And Jenny replied, no, I'm not afraid my father will hurt me, but I'm afraid I might hurt him. May we have that kind of perspective na kapag nakaharap tayo sa tukso, hindi natin iniisip na baka masaktan ko ang aking asawa o masaktan ko ang aking mga mahal sa buhay. Ang una mong iisipin talaga ay, Lord, this is a sin against you. Joseph made that declaration. I cannot do this against my God because it will hurt him first. So any sin that we are committing during this time of quarantine, we're actually sinning against God. Be it laziness, be it gossip, be it binge gaming, binge watching, binge surfing, binge eating, whatever, pornography, all of this are sins against God. It's all disobedience. And David disobeyed the God that he loved so much. So first, David got distracted, and then he disobeyed. Pangatlo stage is discouragement. And this is the most potent weapon in the arsenal of the devil. Pinakamatindi pong weapon niya ito. Paano nangyari yung discouragement, despondency, and dismay kay David? Kasi for more than a year, he thought nobody knew about what happened. It was a clean cover-up. No one else knew about this. They were not found. So alam ng lahat ng taong bayan yung baby na isinilang nitong si Bathsheba ay anak nila ni David. Dahil pinakasalan ni David si Bathsheba immediately after mamatay si Uriah. So it was a complete setup, a cover-up, talagang pulidong-pulido, wala po nakakaalam. And that's what he thought. Until chapter 12 of Samuel, 2 Samuel, ay pinakita na dito kung ano ang nakita ng Diyos, no? Through Nathan. And in chapter 12, we all know the story that Nathan rebuked David. Hindi nga dinirecho ni Nathan eh. Kinuwentuhan na mahal na hari, merong dalawang lalaki sa dito sa ating kaharian, isang mayaman, isang mahirap. Yung mayaman ay maraming mga tupa, yung mahirap ay may isang tupa. Isang araw may naging bisita yung mayaman. Ang ginawa ng mayaman sa halip na kumuha ng tupa sa kanyang kawan para ihain doon sa kanyang bisita, ay kinuha yung kaisa-isahang tupa na alaga, mahal na mahal nitong mahirap. At yon ang kinatay at inihain sa kanyang mga bisita. At umarinig ni David yun dahil malapit sa puso niya ang pag-aalaga ng tupa. Mahal niya ang mga tupa. Nagalit si David at ang sabi niya, ang dapat dyan sa mayaman na yan ay patayin. Dapat singilin yan. No? Hindi pwedeng merong ganyan sa aking kaharian. Singilin ang makaapat na ulit. Pagbayarin at patayin yan. No mercy. At tinanong niya, sino ba yan? Sino ba yung lalaki na yan? Sabay harap ni Nathan sa kanya, at siya'y dinirecho, ikaw yun, mahal na hari. And upon hearing those words, he broke down. Because he knew he was found out. Nobody can really hide from God. Nobody can escape from His all-seeing eyes. Your sin will find you out. And when the truth finally came out, and when he was rebuked by the prophet, he began repenting. He wept and he cried and he asked God for forgiveness. Yan po ang bunga ng talagang kasalanan. Sa totoo lang, hindi lang dapat nalulungkot at nadidismaya dahil nabisto. Kundi dapat malungkot at talagang tayo ay maging mabigat ang ating kalooban sapagkat meron tayong ginawang kasalanan laban sa Diyos. And so, David was discouraged. No? And he asked God for forgiveness. And the Lord readily gave the forgiveness, the mercy to David. But with consequences. Sabi, yung anak mo ay mamamatay. And from this day on, the sword will not depart from your house. There will be conflicts and rifts among your children. And there will be struggles, no, and tension inside your house. Mga kapatid, mararanasan natin ang mayamang biyaya ng Diyos. Kaya lang hindi natin natatakasan ang mga konsekwensya, bunga ng ating mga pagkakamali. In verse 1 ng chapter 51 ng Psalm, this Psalm is the Psalm of David. He composed it immediately after he was rebuked. And he felt the heavy hand of God upon his life, and he asked God for mercy. In verse 1, ang sabi niya dito, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. in verse 1, no, itong dahilan kung bakit madaling naka-recover si David, because he did not start with an excuse. He did not start with a pity party or trying to minimize what he did. Out in the open, through the song, he declared his guilt. And he declared his transgression. Sabi niya, Lord, blot out my transgressions. Have mercy on me, O my God. He did not cry for justice. He cried out for mercy with a loud voice. If you want to get out of this entanglement with sin and temptation, the first step is to come to the Lord. Draw near to Him and ask for mercy. Because our God is merciful. In verse 2, ang sabi niya dito, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Thoroughly from my iniquity. Yun daw pong salitang thoroughly dito, ang word sa Hebrew ay raba. Ang ibig pong sabihin ng raba ay much or great. Pero pagka sinamahan mo po ito ng verb, nakagaya ng washing, ibig pong sabihin nito is you have to do it repeatedly. So that's how David described his sin, na para itong mancha, para itong isang mancha na nanuot doon sa damit, deeply seated sa garment, no, sa fabric, na hindi mo siya matanggal-tanggal. At kinakailangan mong paulit-ulit na kusutin, paulit-ulit na sabunin, paulit-ulit na ikula, paulit-ulit na nahugasan para lang mawala. Ganun katindi ang realization ni David that his, you know, sin was so deep that it required multiple washings. That's how burdensome and how heavy, you know, the offense of David. Here we see David acknowledging lust or just how evil, how wicked, how bad, how wrong, immoral, sinful, foul, vile, dishonorable, corrupt, depraved, villainous, nefarious, vicious, malicious, and morally reprehensible his sin was before God was. That's according to a commentary, the blue letter one. Dinescribe niya kung gano'ng katindi yung kanyang kasalanan. Sabi niya, for I know my transgressions, my sin is ever before me. You know, David never used euphemisms when it comes to his sin. Hindi niya sinabing, Lord, patawarin mo ako sa aking love affair. Hindi niya sinabing, Lord, meron akong fling. Sorry po. He did not lighten the sin. He did not minimize the gravity of his offense. In fact, four words sa sin ang ginamit niya. In verse 1, ginamit niya yung salitang transgressions. Ang ibig sabihin ng transgression, lumampas ka sa linya. No? Lumampas ka sa boundary, nag-transgress ka. Ginamit sa verse 2 yung iniquity. Iniquity means the perverseness or the wickedness. No, the wickedness of sin. In verse 2 then binanggit yung salitang sin. And sin is missing the target. Kung yung transgression ay lumampas ka doon sa boundary, yung sin naman ay hindi ka umabot doon sa standard ni God. Ito yung standard niya, hindi mo naabot. That is sin. You fall short of the mark or the standard of God. And in verse 4, ang ginamit niyang salita ay evil. Refers to the ugliness and repulsiveness of the sin that he committed against God. Si Rabbi Zacharias po ay pero po siyang isang kaibigan, si Malcolm Mulbridge. At habang nagkukwentuhan po sila, ay meron siyang isinyer. No, sa kanyang karanasan, sabi niya, nasa isang, I think, nagbakasyon po sila eh. At naisip niyang mag-swim. E ilog po yun. Medyo malaking ilog din ang kanyang lalanguyin. At dahil marunong naman siyang mag-swimming, ay medyo lumayo siya ng konti. At habang siya po'y lumalangoy, no, napansin niya sa di kalayuan, merong isang babae na maliligo rin. Kasi sa di kalayuan na yon, kahit sabihin mong malayo, nakikita pa rin niya yung shape ng babae. At nung nagtanggal ng damit, alam niya, babae yun. At siya po'y lumangoy, papalapit. Habang siya'y lumalangoy, meron nagsasabi sa kanya na, wag, wag, wag. Pero habang sinasabihan siya sa kanyang kalooban ng wag, wag, lalo namang lumalakas yung kampay niya patungo doon sa isang babae na maliligo. At nung bumaba na yung babae sa tubig, siya'y nagtago sa mga talahib at sinimulan niyang sipatin yung babae. At sa paghawi niya po ng talahib, naaninag niya po at nakita niya yung babae. At alam niyo po ang kanyang nakita. Yung babae ay may ketong. Sabi niya, for the first time in his life, noon lang siya nakakita ng taong may ketong. Deformed ang muka, walang ilong. Ang katawan ay puro sugat. Walang mga daliri. And the woman looks so hideous, so monstrous. Pero habang tinitingnan niya yung babaeng yon, he was convicted by God. And instead of dwelling on the ugliness of the woman, he discovered how ugly his spirit was. God just rebuked him and showed him the perverseness of his soul, the depravity of his mind, the wickedness of his soul. Brothers and sisters, David never trivialized sin. He did not consider it a small thing. Kaya nga, Psalm 32 is a psalm of his repentance. Psalm 51 is another psalm. Patuloy niya, sabi niya, Lord, in verse 11, 12, 13, create in me a clean heart, Lord. He longed for the day that his heart was innocent. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. He felt that the Lord was turning his back on him. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Alam mo yung feeling that, you know, the Lord is not by your side. And then restore unto me the joy, because he knew that there was no joy in his heart. In Psalm 32, ang sabi nga doon, you know, when I hid my sin, no, it crushed my bones and it dried up my flesh. When you hide your sin, when you don't, you know, confess your sins, it's eating you up. And this is exactly what David experienced. I mean, restore to me the joy of my salvation and renew a right spirit within me. That's the steps that David took. Kailangan niya ng Holy Spirit. Why? Because David knew that he could not do it by himself. By his strength, he cannot overcome. By his own power, he cannot be forgiven. It's only by the grace of God. Again, David Zacharias, and we pay tribute to him. Sabi niya sa mga 3,000 evangelists, Jesus did not come, no, to make bad people good. But he came so that dead people may live. Because the Old Testament has no power to change us. It has a lot of commands for us to obey, but it has no power to give us the strength to obey them. Nangyari lang yan when Jesus came and when He allowed the Holy Spirit to come inside of us so that we are now able to live a victorious and righteous life. So we need to depend on the Holy Spirit. We need to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can live holy lives. And not only that, in verse 13, chapter 51 ng Psalm, ang sabi niya, Lord, after you have cleansed me, after I have learned from these lessons the hard way, after experiencing the heaviness of your hands, after cleansing me and making me new once again, this is what I promise you, Lord, then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will return to you. That's the commitment that David had. Lord, after this setback, this failure, this weakness of mine, after I overcome, that I will help others overcome as well. So this is repentance. Repentance is you have to pay the price. Pag nagsisi ka talaga, minsan kailangan talaga, panagutan mo eh. Yung health officer ng New Zealand, siya po'y nag-lockdown po ang pamahalaan. No? At nung first week ng lockdown sa New Zealand, eh siya being health minister, ay nag-beach pa. No? Kasama ang kanyang pamilya, nag-kayak pa, nag-swim pa. No? At nalaman po ito na marami. At siya po'y nahiya. At siya po'y nag-resign. No? Buti yung mga opisyales ng ibang bansa, kapag nabibisto, nahuhuli, nagre-resign dahil nahihiya. Fortunately, dito sa ating bansa, walang kahihiyan, mga kapatid, na-discover na, nabisto na, ay nandun pa rin sa posisyon at wala naman lang magtangkang mag-resign. No? Hindi tinanggap ng Pangulo, ng Prime Minister, yung kanyang resignation, manapa, inayaan siya magstay, kaya lang he got demoted. Pero napakahalaga nun, mga kapatid, that we should be responsible for the decision that we make. Kung kinakailangang magpaalam, mag-resign, gawin po natin. No? Kasi doon lang makikita na talagang willing tayong magbago at repentant tayo. No? At tandaan natin, you know, God is always here, no, to change us, to help us rise again from every failure. We're not perfect. And we can never be perfect in this world. But by the grace of God, we can grow towards godliness. Day by day, we just have to sustain that spirit of brokenness. We have to maintain that spirit, attitude of contrition, no, humbling ourselves before God. And then the desire to grow towards godliness for the glory of God. May pag-asa, kapatid. Huwag mong isipin na ikaw lang ang ganyan, na ikaw lang ang na-hook sa pornography, na hindi ka makaalis dyan, na ikaw lang ang addict. Yung iba, hindi naman, nagkakamali ka. Merong paraan ng Diyos para ka makalaya. Siguro, iniisip mo, addict ka na sa gaming, addict ka na sa substance. No? And there is no hope for you. No, nagkakamali ka. There is always hope for you. That's the reason why Jesus came, to save you, to rescue you, and to give you a new and fresh start. The Lord does not only give first or second chances, but even third and fourth and fifth. Kaya lang, kagaya ni David, kapag ka nagsisi ka, huwag mo nang balikan. Si David nagkakamali, pero ang isang virtue ni David, sa bawat pagkakamali niya, natututo siya at hindi na niya ito inuulit. Kaya siguro na natiling a man after God's own heart, si David. This is the power of the gospel. This is the power of the blood of Jesus that can change even the most wicked, the vilest people on the planet. Meron din kinuwento si Ravi Zacharias, no, doon sa Angola, na kung saan doon daw po sa Angola, merong isang prison doon na merong 5,300 inmates. No, and 85% ng mga nandun, 5,000 of them, ay talagang will stay them for life without parole. And 45 of them are in death row. And that's the bloodiest prison ever. Merong blood sa wall, merong blood sa carpet, merong blood sa cell. Kahit saan ka tumingin, no, ay merong blood. Until meron pong isang warden na pumasok doon at ang sabi niya, I'll take care of this prison, no? If you allow me to do things by myself, no? On my own terms. At nung pumayag po yung government na siyang humawak noon, si Bert Kane ang pangalan niya, ay nagsimula po siya maglagay ng Bible verses sa bawat wall ng prison cell. Naglagay siya ng Bible sa bawat selda. Nagsimula siya ng Bible study sa bawat selda. Nagbigay po siya, nag-provide siya ng degree program in theology sa mga nakakulong na mga prisoners. In fact, there were 90 gangsters who enrolled doon sa theological education. And right now, these 90 gangsters are no longer gangsters, but they are 90 gang pastors inside the cell. Imagine that. At napakapayapa po nitong prison na to ngayon. Dati, kapag pupunta ka daw dyan, bibigyan ka ng kutsilyo para protektahan mo ang iyong sarili kasi delikado ang buhay mo. Pero ngayon, padaanin mo daw doon sa pasilyo ang isang napakagandang babae, wala kang marinig na obscenity, profanity, wala kang marinig na sipol, wala kang marinig na pambabastos. Why? Because there is respect. Paano nangyari yun? Nang pinaka pangit na lugar, pinaka maruming lugar siguro sa buong mundo na punong-puno ng kasalanan ay nabago. It's only possible, you know, when you allow Jesus, you know, to come into your life. If you will only allow Him, then He can make a radical change in your life. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter, you know, what you have been to, you know, the sins that you have committed in the past. What matters is you come before Jesus, you kneel at the cross, and ask Him for forgiveness, and let Him come into your life and make Him the Savior of your life. If you want that, if you want that change, it is possible for you right now. David failed big time. You probably have failed God big time as well. Pero kung ang kasalanan mo ay kasing laki ng isang aircraft carrier na barko, remember this, the forgiveness and the grace of God is as big and as vast as the ocean. Ganun katindi ang pagmamahal ng Panginoon sa iyo. The only thing you need to do is to repent and make a decision to turn around, turn your back on sin, and begin to follow Jesus. If that is what you want, I can lead you in prayer right now. Okay? Let's pray. You just follow after me. Panginoon, ako po'y makasalanan. And I have failed you so many times. Forgive me, Lord. I see myself in David. I have cheated. I have lied. I have coveted someone else's property, someone else's spouse. I have committed immorality. Lord, I am angry. I am bitter. I have killed someone. I have murdered someone. Just be honest. Huwag mo nang lagyan ng makeup ang iyong kasalanan. Just be honest and confess your sins to God. And say, Lord, please forgive me. I have sinned against you. And allow your grace to be poured upon my life. And wash me thoroughly with your blood. And remove the stains of sin in my heart, in my soul, and in my spirit. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you into my heart as my Savior and Lord. And I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you for a new start. Thank you for a fresh beginning. I am clean. I am saved. I am forgiven. I am free. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sarap ng pakiramdam, ng pinatawad ng Panginoon. Tama ba? God loves you. God cares for you. And He wants you to have a fresh start. You can do it with Jesus. Remember, you cannot do it by yourself. Let me give you quickly three tips on how to practically do this, no, to overcome. ABC lang, mga kapatid. Una, A, align your heart with Jesus. I-align mong yung puso sa Panginoon. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Mahirap labanan ng tukso ng sarili mong lakas. You just gaze at the beauty of Jesus and ask Him for help, and He will help you. You don't have to face temptation. You have to turn your back on temptation and ask the Lord to help you. Only Jesus can help you by the power of the Holy Spirit. So number one, align your spirit, your heart, with Jesus. B, for build your capacity. Build your capacity. No? Build your resistance. Sa panahon ngayon, kinakailangan may laban eh. Marami kasi bumabagsak sa tukso, walang kalaban-laban eh. Pag dumating si Satanas, parang beso-beso pa eh, magkaibigan. So hayaan mong mabuild ng Lord ang iyong resistance, ang iyong capacity during this time of quarantine. Alam po ninyo mga kapatid, COVID-19 will always be here. It will stay for good. Whether malift yung quarantine natin ng next month, June or August or December or next year, kahit anong panahon malift yan, COVID-19, the virus, will always be here. It's just a matter of time, no? Depende yan paglabas nating lahat, no? Sino lang ang prone, sino ang susceptible dyan? Yung mahina ang immune system. So kung during the quarantine, during the lockdown, wala kang ginagawa pagpapalakas ng iyong immune system, paglabas mo, kawawa ka, madali kang kapitan ng virus. So you have to strengthen yourself physically. Do exercise, eat the right food, sleep well, no, rest, no, and then develop yourself mentally, physically, no. Ayusin mong sarili mo. Parang isipin mo lang parang naka-quarantine ka, parang si Sarah Connors, no. You prepare yourself, no, because one day you will be meeting the Terminator. So exercise more, no, and take good care of your body, your soul, and your spirit. Build your capacity. Para pag dumating na yung temptation, madali mo nang i-ward off. How do you build your resistance? No, read the Word of God, reflect on it, pray more, no, and ask help from brothers and sisters. Be a part of a community, of a life group. Mag-member ka ng isang life group. Kahit online, pwede yan, possible yan. And we're encouraging everyone to be a part of an online discipleship group via Zoom, via Messenger, or whatever platform. Okay? Basta build your capacity. Una, align your heart with Jesus. Second, build your capacity. And then third and last, coach others. Kahit sabihin mo pang hindi ka pa nakaka-overcome totally dyan, at may mga lapses pa, you need to help others. Coach others to victory. And that is the sweetest revenge. Halimbawa, addict ka sa porn. And then, sinurrender mo sa Panginoon. And you allowed a coach to help you, a pastor, a leader, to help you get out of it. No? Habang ikaw yung nag-journey towards victory, you help others as well. Tulungan mo naman yung iba na ma-overcome din. Itong pornography, itong gaming, anumang addiction, anumang kasalanan, that's the best way, no, to really learn when you begin to coach others, to help others overcome, no, the same sin that you're struggling with. And God will give you greater victory. So hindi ka lang conqueror. When you help others, you will become more than conqueror. So remember this, ABC, align yourself with Jesus, draw your strength from Him. Second, build your capacity, increase your resistance, no? Take care of yourself, no? And ward off, you know, yung guard mo yung mga sensor mo yung lahat ng mga input mo. And third and last, you help others, you coach others, no? And with this, naniniwala ako, when the quarantine is lifted up, you will become a better person, no? And I pray that God will be able to bring out the best in you during this worst situation. Become a better you during this time. Okay. Purihin ang Panginoon. Maraming salamat po sa inyo. And God bless you.